A shadow shall fall over the universe, and evil will grow in its path, and death will come from the skies.
The sum of all evils. Look carefully. My power infests all times, all galaxies, all dimensions. But many still seek me out. A green jewel they must possess. But see how I destroy their lives.
Supernatural Evil, this week on Destructomundo.
It's on, it's on!
There's no sound. Play with the rabbit ears.
Reports, incredible as they seem, are not the results of mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria. Now they think we're imagining all this.
Destructomundo.
Witnesses to the effect of people who acted as though they were in a kind of trance were killing and eating their victims prompted authorities to examine the bodies of some of the victims. Medical authorities in Cumberland have concluded that in all cases, the killers are eating flesh. People they murdered. Repeating this latest bulletin just received from the Cumberland Carolyn. Civil defense authorities are holding their murder victims. All evidence of having been partially devoured by their murderers.
Dum dum dum.
Supernatural forces of evil.
Forces,
yes, the forces
of supernatural,
evil.
Evil forces of the supernatural.
Naturals. Have you? Did you ever see the Supernaturals?
The Supernaturals.
Yeah, that cartoon and figure action figure lineup in the 80s. It was in the beginning of the 80s. Competing right up against He-Man, Masters of the Universe, and
was that before or after Mask?
Actually, I'm not sure. Mask was cool. M-A-S-K.
Yeah. And they fought Venom.
The disguised motorcycle.
And they fought Venom.
V-E-N-O-M.
That's back when acronyms were still cool.
Yeah. But we killed them by overusing them.
Yes.
But yeah, that's...
Supernatural
the
Evil.
Supernaturals. Google it.
I don't remember that one.
Google it. Look for it on eBay. I'm sure there's some nerd out there with the whole set.
Unopened. Still on card. Mint. On card.
He's been taking them to all the comic book fests.
And they don't want your Supernatural.
Nobody has given him the proper price for his Supernaturals collection.
So what kind of stuff are we talking about?
Talking about supernatural evil.
And the forces thereof.
And demons?
Yes, and their forces.
Demons?
And
devils?
Their mighty forces.
Demons, devils,
demons,
imps?
Imps.
Imps.
Evil
wizards and witches?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Maggie's here with us tonight. She's setting in. She's our special guest star.
She's a better-looking Ted.
We haven't heard from Maggie. Yes. Yes.
I'm sitting in because you guys suck.
We need help.
Pretty much. That's what I was told. The last show was incredibly boring.
Yeah.
Not the, just the last one.
The last
one. Really,
it's the last episode.
The last five.
It's long.
You see, that's not even fair, man.
That's our second lost episode.
That'd be a lot more interesting if we hadn't all run out of coke.
Cocaine makes the show much better, and I think we need to put a poll on the website as to whether or not the show sounds better with coke.
Yeah, but that would involve doing coke.
So, you know, this is a... Okay, I'm sending this out to our international community. We're sure that your country has coke. And in our country, they cut it with a lot of baby aspirin, and we get it pretty stepped on. So, tell us what your country cuts their coke with. And if it's pure, maybe you could just send it to us and we'll try it out. We'd like to try the cocaines of the world. So we're going to put a shout out tonight on the show for the cocaines of the world. Just send it discreetly to...
We are so going to jail.
I had nothing to do with this.
It's all parody.
I think we're soliciting foreign countries for drugs.
You can't do that?
Fucking podcast.
You can't do that?
No. I don't think
I don't want to live in an America that won't allow me to solicit cocaine on the internet through my podcast.
You're soliciting it to be delivered through a federal instrument, namely the postman.
Oh, no, send it UPS.
Oh, no, send it UPS.
I think it's still the same thing.
I'm pretty sure it's a lesser crime than
FedEx. The FedEx police are a lot more lenient than the UPS police.
Right, because they haven't been at it nearly as long. The postmen are all about calling the
cops. You don't fuck with postmen.
Oh,
no. They got a uniform and a badge.
And a gun.
Yeah.
They're armed.
No. They'll pepper spray it if you don't share your cocaine.
I'll write you when you go to the big house, man.
So.
Right, you can't have
We never even got on topic before we went off topic.
Oh, no, you guys ruined the show within the first 30
seconds. Damn it! Oh my God! How do we do this every single show?
No, that's a
it's
curse.
Ruined. It's ruined. You might as well not even have a show tonight. Just drink and be, do a lot more cocaine.
I thought that's what we were doing. Minus the cocaine.
No, so we didn't even get on topic before you were openly endorsing narco trafficking.
I couldn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are not doing, nor do we endorse.
Okay, all right. Don't send us cocaine. However, I am going to put a PayPal donation on our website. And not this dollar thing, man. This is cocaine we're talking about here. We're going to need like $10 from everybody.
I don't
want
cocaine. I just want free euros.
For euros?
Yes.
I have a 5 euro bill in my pocket, and it looks like, I call it Euronopoly money.
Yes, exactly. No.
Roughly the same size.
Yeah.
I sent off for
great.
A...
It's like all of a sudden we're Canada, as far as exchange rates are going.
Right. We know what it feels like now.
Pretty much.
Going to eBay, you're like, man, they want $85 for that. Oh, it's Canadian. It's only like $30. No, it's like $60. Still. I went on eBay Motors today, and they had a car that was being sold in Canada, and I was like, good God, they don't want...
They have cars in Canada?
They do.
That was all snowmobiles.
They're not like the Australian versions of the car, which are better than ours, but they are similar.
Yeah, there's Canadian GM.
Yep. Where they name things more Frenchy, because they have to put up with that French stuff over there.
Quebecois.
So, did they have to call it like GM?
We don't talk
MG?
About the Quebecois on Destructomundo.
Le Moteur General.
If we were in the news bunker, it's on the wall.
Do not talk about the Quebecois.
Yes, and you did it again. You need to stop.
Is it like
I'm drinking one of their products.
Yes, tonight we're drinking Tres Pistoles, but we have three bottles of Irish whiskey on the table.
Wow, this one's
which
empty.
Are
there's going to be some crazy Canadian trapper beating on the bunker door.
Adam's supporting their insurrection.
I always support the formation of new countries. Montenegro just became a country.
Oh, yes, that's right. Montenegro is a country.
Soon my insurrection will start. My own little country.
We did that once.
The Republic
in the park.
Of New Freeland.
Yeah.
Our friend Matt, we talk about from time to time. Him and I took over part of the park and seceded from the United States. I think if you tell more than 10 people you did it, you've pretty much done it. So we planted sticks in the park, and when people walked into our sticked area, we attacked them and chased them out of our country. We had a little flag and everything later on. We thought
was it a sock?
Wow.
But then we abandoned
a pair of underwear on a stick.
Our gross national product was what we had in our wallets, and we didn't really have the means to... We were going to start selling ships registries, but we found that being not an ocean-going country, we were landlocked, unfortunately. We're based on a creek, so if we could get boats that could travel down the creek to the ocean, we could have...
You could. Creek to the Ohio, Mississippi, Gulf.
That's right. But I wanted to get, like, you know, big tankers and stuff like that. And cruise ships, that sort of thing. Like Liberia. It's like their number one export is selling cruise ship registration. We're so off topic, it's insane. So we have to get back on topic.
Thanks.
We never actually got on topic.
Sorry for the break, fellas.
We never actually got on topic.
Evil.
Turning back
evil.
Supernatural mom, evil. Dad, we're talking about evil it. Of a supernatural nature.
That's the Sunday joint. Let's talk to Mundo. Should we actually introduce people? Like, I mean, should we possibly, like, be semi...
formal?
Like, ourselves? Or introduce other people?
Introduce
no,
evil
go
people?
No, around the room.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry. I didn't know she was going to break tradition and come up with all these new ways of doing the show.
Rocking the boat,
wait
Yoko.
Wait a second. First of all, you guys are nowhere near as cool as the fucking Beatles. Right? As well, lame as the Beatles are, you are lamer.
They're all dead. Except for Pete Best. He's the best one anyway.
We're doing it again. now we're talking about the Beatles.
Not again. We're still doing it. We never stopped doing it.
Okay. Well, you want to introduce yourself then, Miss Tradition Breaker?
No, you've ruined the show now. I don't want to have anything to do with this.
Well, fine.
I don't want my name
well,
on
fine,
this shit.
Fine. Fine.
What a slice of pie.
That's right. At any rate, yes, supernatural evil. The type of evil that you...
that wants to make hell on Earth.
That Black Sabbath sings about.
Yep.
That's right. The kind of evil that you wake up at night sweating about, you know.
I don't sweat it.
Speaking of which, I had a dream about KFC last night. Talking about evil. I was in the drive-thru on foot.
We're never going to get this topic right.
Mm-mm.
Hey, I'm talking about evil. It's okay. KFC, man. Yum brand. Agent of Satan.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, they are giving Colonel Sanders a bunch of shit now because of polyunsaturated... No, is it polysaturated fat? Whatever the
trans
hell
fat.
It is. Trans fat. The new evil substance.
Well, I've never forgiven the Japanese for eating Secretariat.
The horse?
That's just pretty much how I feel about it.
The horse?
Yeah.
Did they do it to get its strength? Because if they did, that's totally cool, and I'm
to
down
gain its
that.
Powers.
Right.
I would be down for that, but no, they just ate them.
Because they like the taste?
Because they eat horse meat.
And thoroughbred tastes better? Well, I mean...
I don't know. I wouldn't eat a thoroughbred.
Doesn't it make better glue?
Makes tasty dog food.
Don't know.
Purina. We stopped in a small town... on a road trip we had last weekend.
Griffin, Illinois.
That's right. And they had a Purina factory. And it was a scary little town.
It was a very scary little town.
And we pulled up.
I got yelled at. I went to go and buy some root beer, and the woman yelled at me.
That's right.
It's because you're hooligans.
Well, we were standing in line. It was a little train station.
I was buying root beer.
It was a train station converted into a gas station. It was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen. But yeah,
it's pretty cool, actually.
Sold train gas?
That's what I thought. I'm like, where did they pull up, you know? Tracks running next to
self-serve train gas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've given up. Just for the record, I've given up on this episode.
Oh, yeah.
So anybody want to... Anything
now.
You want to talk about?
How long have we been into this?
Screw you, Derek.
We've already...
Let's start over again.
Wow, for 10 minutes we've been talking about all this stuff. No, we're not starting over. There's no starting over.
Oh, okay.
I'll edit it out if we have to.
Supernatural Evil.
You never edit the show.
I'm Maggie.
Which is another tradition.
Yeah.
I'm sitting around with three boneheads talking about nothing.
So...
Witches. No, we're talking about evil.
Warlocks.
Evil.
Evil. Evil.
Wizards.
Forces of...
Necromancers. Prestidigitators. Thaumaturgists.
Thaumaturgy. I forgot about thaumaturgy.
Thaumaturgy,
Divinitators.
Right.
Or was it divinitate?
Divinators.
Divinator.
There is no more Jameson. There's only Zool.
Zool.
So we need a shot.
You know Paul
yes,
Rubens?
We do.
Gozer?
Paul Rubens Gozer. Was originally slated to play the god character in
right.
Ghostbusters.
Right.
Really?
Yep. Paul Rubens was going to play Gozer.
I didn't know that.
That was one of those...
heralding the coming of Zool.
I think that, yeah, that was one of those links on MrQuick.net.
Yeah, it was. You're right, because I was reading that, too.
And O.J. Simpson was slated to play the Terminator.
MrQuick.com, if you want some insight into the hooligans
it's .net,
in Louisville.
.net.
Yes.
Don't listen to James.
Yeah, you can buy a camera at MrQuick.com. If you go to MrQuick.net, you can see our friend Gary's wonderful photos that he's
blog.
Taking. He has a photo section on his website. Maggie's about to hit me because we've been talking about Gary's photography lately. Gary used to take pictures of boobies.
Now he's all art.
Yep.
Now that's evil.
That's evil. Absolutely.
Fuck art. I want boobies.
No, in defense of that, they are very good pictures. But I did tell him I was going to call him an art fag if he took another picture of that fountain in St. James Court.
Okay.
St. James Court's evil.
But Gary is an awesome photographer. Go to his website at www.mrquick.net and charge up his bandwidth charges or bandwidth limits for the month, so he'll have to pay an extra bill.
That's evil.
Download all his photos.
James is a... Yeah, James is evil.
I'm trying to bring some evil into the show. We need more evil. The show needs to be more evil.
You know, a week later and I still hate you, James.
Hate's evil.
Has it got to be hate?
It's the blackest of hate or just hate?
Not the blackest of hate. Just not like I'm going to go and, you know, eradicate the, all, you know,
the
slightest
James
trace
half,
of you from...
You can't. My followers would avenge me.
They're not followers. They're acolytes.
Acolytes, right. I can't call them followers anymore.
I thought they were rats.
I'm not allowed to call them slaves anymore, and I'm apparently not allowed to call them followers.
No, they're not your followers. Those are just the rats that live in your room in the basement.
That's right. Like Willard. What a great movie.
You
oh,
and
which, by the remake. Way, if you haven't heard Crispin Hellion Glover's...
Oh, yes.
Hot,
Crispin Glover's...
Hot album.
That's
I don't know when it dropped, but...
That, yeah, Crispin Glover's album is definitely inspired.
Oh, man.
To say the least. And I highly suggest picking it up. I don't know if it's available on iTunes. To Crispin Glover.
God bless.
Whoa.
I just want to know if that's his actual real middle name.
Crispin, what's his
Hellion.
Name?
Hellion.
Hellion?
Hellion. H-E-L-L-I-O-N.
He's from Hollywood. He probably changed his name.
Well, yeah, but if his parents actually named him that, that might explain.
I'm naming my kid's middle name Danger.
Okay.
Pause.
Or robot.
Yeah, I hope you don't spawn, but okay.
If they're a robot, though, I'm going to name them Robot, and then their middle name will just be their name. So if it's like, you know, if they're a robot kid, I'm going to go Robot Tommy. Come here, Robot Tommy. All his friends can call him Tommy, but I'll be more familiar with him. I can call him Robot Tommy. How's everybody looking at me?
You're flying solo, right?
Yeah,
now.
Buddy.
I want a robot.
Well, then build one.
I know.
Make sure it's not evil. A robot child, dude, because that's like small wonder.
All robots are evil. See, that's the thing. You get the Lego robot set. I have the Lego robot set. It says, you know, it says, warning, all robots are evil.
It does not say that.
It
I don't
does.
Believe you.
It's on the box. Get the box.
Robots.
Robots. We've already covered robots.
Right. Now we're covering evil.
We're
forces of.
All right, I'll start this off. It's like, Oh, hell, now we've broken it up. That's what happens.
No, we're okay.
No, the stuff that Black Sabbath sings about.
Well, there's more to it than you know, just the devil.
I'm just saying, yeah, it's absolutely true. Because what...
I mean, the devil is one version of supernatural evil, right?
The devil.
Right, and
Le
I
devil?
I mean, like the
El
more,
Diablo?
Like, Lucifer. The other works that the devil has been in besides the Bible. Because remember the show, the mighty Antichrist show, where we tripped all over ourselves trying to decipher biblical content.
Yeah.
Well, somewhere around Originally, works. Obviously, the Christian devil was originally an angel, and he was...
Can't do that, because it'll cut.
Sorry.
He was messing with the microphones.
He was the highest angel.
And then he went over to the dark side?
Well...
Didn't he not like the reign of man in the pantheon of animals?
No, wait, in Job, it
pantheon
was a...
Pantheon of animals?
Well, I mean, God goes and creates all the animals and man, and then puts man above the angels, and the angels are like, oh,
I think he was jealous of man.
But he didn't put us above the angels, he just gave us free will.
I think that he saw angels
Whereas angels do not have free will? Because
correct. No, they don't.
Well, then how
they're
would Satan be able to rebel against God if he didn't have free will?
It was arrogance.
Because he was thrown out of heaven.
It was arrogance or something.
He was thrown out of heaven.
Arrogance?
Oh, no, he committed one of the seven deadly sins.
Which is arrogance?
Which is...
No, that's not that.
Pride.
Pride, right.
Yeah, we have free will, but angels have more
I don't
hit
know.
Dice.
I was trying to think of the movie 7 where he cuts up the people, and I'm like, which one was arrogance? No, not the fat.
Pride, yeah. But it was...
He had the glutton guy.
He led the rebellion and
the head in the box.
Well, this is according to Milton. He led the rebellion of the prideful angels against the faithful ones.
Oh, okay.
And there was
okay.
the battle in heaven, and then he was tossed down into the earth, and he went straight into the core, and that's where hell is.
I see. Okay.
Thusly.
And I think he was still...
Well, then why did God all of a sudden go, oh, well, is this before Adam and Eve? Like, or
I don't
during
know.
Adam and Eve, or after?
It's weird.
No, this was before Adam and Eve.
According to Milton, it's before.
Yes.
Or it's right around contiguous.
I just wonder why God would go, you get all the bad souls.
But he's also in Job. I don't know if it's Satan and God going, hey, let's make a bet. Or if it's God sending Lucifer, the tempter, Lucifer meaning light bringer or something like that, down to tempt Job to betray his faith, which Job never does.
But isn't the plagues and boils that God puts upon Job, isn't God responsible for that? I thought that was just...
I think it was either Satan or Lucifer, depending on
doing
which role.
Doing that, and God just letting him do it?
Yeah.
I see. Well, I always got the impression that it was God going, all right, well, now I'll just make all his family die, and that kind of thing.
There was a definite, conversation between... Not really a conversation, but there definitely was something in the book of Job with, one guy going, hey, I bet you he'll relinquish his faith. And he's like, no, he never will. And he's like, well, I'll do this.
Well, I can see that. Still, it's pretty rough. It's pretty old school.
So I'm sure somewhere...
That was pretty rough in those days.
Some idiotic, theologian, the guy who calculated the age of the earth based on Genesis, has, figured out when Lucifer became Satan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What day of the week was it?
I would say probably a Monday.
That's it. Mondays suck, and that's why.
So in the grand scheme of things, this concept of supernatural evil, is this anything that... I mean, this is conceivably... Obviously, I mean, the way you interpret it, you have any of a variety of ways of interpreting this supernatural evil, right? I mean, what I want to say is, you can differentiate it between, devils, demons, gods.
I think it kind of encompasses the whole thing. It's kind of like
witches, whatever. Like, if there is some sort of master control,
right,
of evil, then you have the levels of it, right?
Right. Like a
so you can
like
have a human that you can have a human that taps into it slightly, and is working a little bit of it, and that's black magic type stuff,
right? He's tapping into a lesser demon's powers,
and then you've got low level guys
get into the material world, kind of like the Buffy thing, where they'd fight various lower demons every once in a while, that would just kind of be regular people, but they had the girl that would, what was the girl's name? Anya, that used to be a vengeance demon.
She was hot.
And she went around, yeah, she was hot. And she went around
nerd.
Oh, yeah. We're slinging it now. It's going all over the room.
Yeah.
Girls love
it. It smells.
It's sexy.
It's sexy. Smells.
You know you love the nerds.
No. Give me a good old fashioned D&D nerd any day.
Oh, this is so D&D though. It
Come
is.
Come on, I already
D&D.
Made one hit dice joke.
But yeah, and then she went around and like did you know? But she was a demon, and then she became human.
Don't listen.
But yes, yeah, that kind of
don't
evil.
Don't listen.
She wasn't necessarily working for the devil.
The devil.
No, that's what I mean. That concept of the devil, that's one version of supernatural evil.
Yeah, right. And there's just different names of the same entity, or are they different names for different entities? It's Mephistopheles.
See, that's a good question, but in the dungeon, in the monster manual, Beelzebub and Asmodeus were two different people, so we have to go by that.
But I think Asmodeus was supreme, wasn't he?
He was like
among lawful
yeah,
devils.
He was the head of the devils.
Yes. Not
devils.
Demons.
He was a greater devil.
Yes.
And
they were all lawful
devils.
Which is just below lesser god.
Yeah, I believe. And then you had greater god.
Well, greater god.
Well, where did a demigod fall in?
Greater god, lesser god. Well, demigods were pretty much
they
were like people.
They were mortals.
No, Thor.
They were
was
mortals
great
who became immortal, basically, or mortals. They were of. Okay, here's the definition: was they were of mortal and immortal parents.
Yes.
Right. Okay, that's a good point.
So they were kind of to the side.
Right.
They're like mixed.
Oh, they're
biracial.
So like
the Minotaur was
my dad's immortal, but my mom's like totally a god. So I'm kind of mixed.
Like Hercules. Heracles. Yes.
I'm not half anything, dude. I'm both.
You're like a divinity traitor. Totally married a mortal.
Oh, they don't marry. They just
do it. Like, Zeus was getting around, dude.
Yeah, he was. He got that one chick with in the form of a bull, and then you get the Minotaur.
Perseus. Clash of the Titans. Another great, you know, evil.
There's evil there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Caliban?
Yeah. Caliban trying to screw up Greece.
Yeah.
I think they're going
to remake
that.
Sending the Kraken in to kill Perseus's woman.
Oh, joy. But, so, in the grand scheme of things, if this widely varying and vague concept of supernatural evil.
Of supernatural
incredibly
evil.
Incredibly vague.
So, I mean...
Terribly hard to stay on subject.
Well, no, I mean, it's
people consorting with demons.
Mm-hmm.
Consorting with demons.
Out, Jezebel, out. But, I mean, obviously, the whole basic concept of the supernatural is hard to really nail down and define.
Right.
So... But if we're assuming something that is beyond our current understanding within, you know, science as a whole.
Right. You know, it's like consorting with demons and
basically,
using magic formulas and things like that.
Yeah, we won't worry.
Trying to unleash hell on Earth.
We won't worry about the basic, like, the fundamental definition here. But
no.
Effectively, it's something that defies, a logical, rational, scientific explanation.
Right, if there's a force...
So it is therefore
that effectively... That is looking to inflict pain, suffering, and
then it,
slavery.
A force of evil, not necessarily someone who's trying to do evil, but an actual physical manifestation of the idea of evil. You know, in a form.
So there's that like he said, the sort of the classic concept of these, like the evil, the wizard, the black magician. You know, this sort of concept of like the hell on earth.
He wants to rend the veil between earth and then
rend the veil, dude. That's like poet language, man. Rend the veil.
We're talking about the supernatural, man.
Rend the veil, dude. Where's your trench coat? Rend the veil.
So, like, goth people, are they, you know, trying to, like, bring evil
No,
on Earth?
No.
Not according to the Courier Journal.
No. Courier Journal? That's our newspaper folder.
Yeah, that's so, yeah. That's how you know that something is totally gay.
Great city.
And I don't mean gay in a good way.
Yes.
I miss the Washington Post. That was a paper.
That's a liberal rag.
They don't even make the Courier Journal soft enough to wipe your ass.
Aren't they traditionally a conservative paper?
Post?
The Post is pretty liberal, yeah. But...
No, they're not.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty liberal.
The Washington Post, yes. I think the New York Post is...
No, because they're
great... Times is pretty...
No, the Washington Post, their great rival is the New York Times, which is the liberal... which is the liberal Jew spin on everything.
Yeah, the New York Times is not so liberal anymore.
No, Woodward and Bernstein were Post reporters, man. They totally tore down Nixon.
And that was the
kicked out a president. Yeah.
Okay.
Man.
Anyway,
that's saying something.
Anyway, I'm getting confused.
And they wrote that one musical.
Yeah, and the musical.
Woodward and Bernstein were awesome. Yes,
I love that musical.
Yes.
So good.
Oklahoma.
Oh.
Yes. Woodward and Bernstein's Oklahoma.
Surrey with the French on top.
Yeah, yes. That's right. That's right.
Yes.
I am the very model of a modern major general.
No, that's
wrong movie.
No, that's
HMS Pinafore.
Yes,
HMS Pinafore. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Musicals are evil.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially dinner theater musicals. I've seen several of those. I saw Camelot, and I saw which is another. You know, you had basically in Camelot, you had a musical set around the story of Arthur.
Yeah, there's
set around the story of Kennedy. As well.
And there's supernatural evil on both.
Yes.
But and Joe Kennedy. Yeah. He sold his soul to the devil. And that's why his entire family is dead. All right. There's a force of evil. Let's talk about that.
He sold a bunch of liquor.
No, he actually, he had ties to the Nazi party.
Mm. Well, yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. I think he made a pact with the devil.
Well, the Nazis are considered to be...
And then when you throw the Shrivers into the formula.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, Ballad of the Green Berets.
Oh, Barry.
And then the Schwarzeneggers. Man.
Well, in the plot.
I predict now, first family with a part human, part cyborg, family member.
Like in Hellboy.
Yeah.
Hellboy. Yes. The Nazis have Rasputin, who tries to bring upon, the Cthulhu type beast that lives on the other side of
the veil.
Well, people keep trying to kill the Kennedys.
And bringing out Hellboy, which turns out that he's like the harbinger of doom.
Harbinger?
The harbinger of doom. Harbinger. Nice. Harbinger of doom, right.
The harbinger.
Harbinger is the...
I don't use that word very often.
You don't use the English language very often.
When was the last time did you use the word harbinger?
Just a couple of days ago. I was at the grocery.
Yes.
The harbinger of macaroni.
I hate to be the harbinger of bad news. Yes.
The harbinger of milk. Do I have to
But you're out of extra sharp cheddar. I think that was the sentence.
And I require.
Oh, that's awesome.
Excuse me, I... hate to be the harbinger of bad news, but I think you're out of extra sharp cheddar. And I require some.
For sustenance and commissibles.
Post haste.
Oh, now that just pushed it over.
So anyway, you were saying something?
Yes, now that I don't even remember now.
Excellent. Good point.
So there was the Kennedys, and they were all killed. And
by cyborgs.
Yeah.
By
that's my candidate
The Kennedys were all killed by cyborg Green Berets, apparently.
No, I think because they keep dying that they're probably going to be the first family.
I was talking about Morgan Le Fay and her dabblings with...
They were just the old religion of the British Isles. They were all just druids. And they were druids. They're evil because they weren't Christian.
One knew.
They were pagans. Yeah,
no, Morgan Le Fay.
No one knows who they are or what they were doing.
Yeah, they're effectively Morgana evil because they're not Christians. Yeah.
Kind of acted evil. Now, Merlin was also, was he a force of nature or was he a druid?
I don't understand. If you're not Christian, you're evil?
To Christians, yes.
Yeah.
I think that's how
Pretty
it works.
Much.
Okay.
I think that's how it works.
James, I hate to tell you, but you're going to hell.
And a lot of people think if you're Catholic, you're evil. which ties in with the Kennedys.
Yeah.
And they were killed by the Illuminati. Which is a totally
I couldn't make up my mind whether I wanted to go to Nirvana or Valhalla.
Nope, Happy Hunting Grounds.
I want to go to Elysium.
Happy, you go to Elysium, Happy Hunting Grounds, Valhalla, Nirvana.
What was the Pure Neutral playing? It was where all the
waiting room.
Purgatory.
The gray planet.
we're totally neutral.
Tell my wife. Hello.
You go to Purgatory. It's like Purgatory's more like a it's like a baby ward, because that's where they send all the unbaptized children.
There's different levels of purgatory, according to...
I have a timeshare condo on the River Styx with a boat dock, and that's where I will be.
Oh, it's so hard to get rid of timeshares nowadays.
Man, it's great. I love it.
Not with
boat dock is...
Not with choice property like that.
Beautiful.
To their vacation homes anymore, so they're all trying to sell them, and they're just going dirt.
Well, see, the good thing is that the people that are in on the timeshare with me, they're too evil to die.
Can you imagine what gas prices in hell are like?
You don't have to drive.
You fly on your bat wings.
You have to walk everywhere.
No, you get bat wings, duh. You get bat wings. Every good goth kid knows that. Come on.
Yeah, that's,
you've been to the warehouse.
That brings us back to yes. That's right.
You've seen Joey Arena.
See, goth kids.
Oh.
Goth kids' ideal of hell.
Purveyor
kind of, like,
of our theme song, Joey Arena and his band.
I love you, Vanity. You're much cooler than your husband.
Yes, 9-Volt Revolt does our theme song. And we thank them for it.
Joey's wife is hot.
The love theme. It's called the love theme from Destructomundo.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Love theme from Destructomundo. Yeah. So what's up with, like, are goth kids trying to part the veil, so to speak?
Rend the veil. Well, parting the veil would be one thing.
Parting the veil, isn't that like deflowering a woman?
I hope.
Isn't that a strange euphemism for deflowering a woman?
What isn't a strange euphemism for...
No, I mean, that's one of those weird, old-fashioned euphemisms, parting the veil.
Well, so was talking to the canoe driver.
But
I could have a long conversation with the canoe driver.
Talking to the microphone.
You and your canoe drivers. Anyway, but no, he said, no, goth kids aren't trying to rend the veil.
Well, what are they trying?
Goth kids are trying to feel special.
Okay, because I thought maybe we could, like, kill them with stakes, but, like, no, that was it.
They're just trying to feel special.
Are we going to get hate mail from goth kids?
I don't know.
And Christians.
We get hate mail all the time.
No.
Do we really?
They won't actually.
Hate mail from our friend.
They won't write us hate mail. They'll just talk about it in their live journals.
Or on MySpace.
the MySpace dimension?
Yes.
Because it is indeed.
It's funny that we're on there, and yet we still talk about how much it sucks.
It's like I'm on there.
Yeah, I think it's really funny.
It's fashionable to hate MySpace.
Both my friends.
Yes.
On MySpace.
Well, we're on MySpace.
Adam's the only person cool enough to not be on there.
Well, Adam's just cool.
Yep. No, I just haven't been that bored at work.
But it's funny. It's like so many people are on there,
right,
daily, and yet they all talk about how lame it is and how much it sucks, and yet they're on there every day.
Is MySpace evil?
No, it just brings out the evil within us.
I think Tom is evil.
Tom's not evil.
Dude, I wouldn't be his friend.
No.
You can look at my MySpace. I wouldn't be his friend. I was like, who the hell are you?
No, see, it's not evil. It's just an enabler. It brings out the evil within
us. It's an enabler for you.
It brings out.
Yeah, there's all those MySpace accounts with the people, like, with pictures of them smoking pot and stuff like that and doing drinking and stuff. We don't have pictures of us doing cocaine.
Because we don't do cocaine.
What's with the coke, dude?
Yeah, what the hell is your problem, man? Do we need to have an intervention now?
Is this what this is, an intervention?
This is what it is.
We're having a destructive...
Okay, so this is why the show is really sucked. Right?
So
it's my fault.
It's all your fault.
It's you and your...
You're going to make me cry.
Chemical dependence. If there's one thing that...
I'm going to have
put that
whiskey
shit up your nose, James, it hurts my heart.
Baby Jesus cries when James snorts coke.
You know, if there's one thing that playing video games in the 80s taught me, it's that dope is for dopes.
Bad dudes, man.
And that... Users
Bad dudes
are losers.
Dragon Ninja.
Users are
And they just didn't
okay,
say it.
You can
but it
thank,
said,
you can, hey, you can thank Nancy Reagan for that.
That's right.
Okay?
Just do it. It's evil.
That every video game you played in the early 80s.
Was Nancy Reagan, was that her? Just do it.
No, well,
not Nike.
Take the shot. Shut up now. Take the shot.
Nancy Reagan was once CEO of Nike.
Nancy Reagan is awesome. Bah.
But... we need to stop talking about Coke.
Yeah, enough of Coke.
You can never have enough Coke.
Just like you can never have enough Thai hookers.
At any rate, okay, anyway. Back on subject if we could.
In Thailand, actually, and this might be a force of evil, they have Thai hooker motor scooter gangs.
They do not.
Cool. Yes, they
That's awesome.
Do.
They're awfully progressive over there.
It's pretty fucking hot, actually, I think.
Hookers on
They have tickle
scooters.
Fights?
Bunch of girls in the dresses
on
scooters?
Motor scooters.
Tickle fights.
I'm game.
If they worship Satan, that's just awesome.
Well, they worship
which
some god
us,
other than God.
Which brings us
Might
to
as well be Satan.
Our sub-subject, what we talked about earlier, Slayer.
Slayer?
Soundtrack of the Apocalypse?
That's right.
Yes.
Gotta give it up for Slayer tonight.
Gotta give it up for Slayer.
Yep. Slayer sings about some about evil stuff, and it's great.
Agreed.
Yeah, so, word to Slayer. Listen to Slayer. If you don't listen to Slayer, why are you listening to this show? The show is so Slayer-influenced, it's not even real. And Dungeons and Dragons.
My godson won't talk to you unless you like Slayer.
That's right. He says you're not his friend.
Yeah.
Miles is how old?
He's 5 now.
Yeah.
But ever since he could talk, first thing out of his mouth, he would come up to you and be like, do you like Slayer? And give you the fucking horns. Great.
See, I heard about that. A friend of mine was telling me about his little brother. And he said that his little brother was causing a ruckus on the school bus. And they kicked him off the school bus. But the driver was trying to be like, well, look what you did. You know, now you're not going to be able to ride the bus and stuff like that. And he was like, well, up yours, because I'm going to ride the Lightning with Metallica. And I just thought that was the cutest story ever. And the kid's like 8.
Right on.
Do you know what's pretty cute is hearing, speaking of Metallica, by the way, is hearing Latino boys say Metallica. That's pretty cute. Because it goes Metallica.
The Destructo Mundo is a Spanish name.
Spanglish
name.
Esperanto.
Destructo is the word for.
Here we go.
Destruct.
Yes, here we go. A toast to our Latin American
brothers
and sisters. Kicking butt in the World Cup, as always. Way to shut those Germans
right.
down.
It is the World Cup.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were talking about the opening game of Trinidad and Tobago versus
TNT.
Toboggan.
I watched Argentina crush Serbia Montenegro.
Beautiful day.
Crush!
You know, 6-0, there's nothing. There's nothing like some South American
yeah,
players.
Yeah, when you score 6 points to nothing in soccer, you
6-0 was a crush,
team.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yes. Argentina?
Difference between, I think, stadium soccer
Which translates out to Silverland.
But, yeah, I just kept looking for guys with, like, German last names.
Hans. Boris. No, that's more of a Slavic last
Ooh,
name.
We can talk about the Chelsea Football Club being a
force
source of evil. Force of evil.
Mm-hmm. Chelsea Football Club.
Source or force. Speaking of which, there was the source of all evil. The
heart of a black soul.
Back to Buffy?
The very last episodes of Buffy.
The first?
The first and the...
I watched Buffy. I am a nude.
Buffy was a good show. I even watched Angel, and I know Derek didn't watch Angel. It was a bit on the sappy side, but they more battles with demons, My friends, Sonny and Nick,
it was a bit on the gay side.
And I started watching it.
There was entirely too much sulking and brooding. On Angel.
There was a lot of sulking and brooding, you're right. But they did have Charisma Carpenter, and they had her in provocative outfits very often. And I was very pleased about that.
You're just a pawn of marketing, aren't you?
I love the marketing.
Marketing is evil.
Absolutely.
Marketing is evil.
No,
Slayer really doesn't sing much about marketing.
No. I think Slayer pretty much isn't really a force of evil.
What?
I think they sing about the forces of evil.
I agree, because it's the same thing that Sabbath does.
Yeah. Sabbath. No. Okay. Indianapolis show.
Geezer's force of evil.
Well, yeah, Indianapolis show.
Nature.
Indianapolis show. A Nazi, which is a force of evil.
Yes.
Punched me in the mouth.
Indy's got all kinds of Nazis because it's dumb.
We weren't talking about whether or not Indianapolis has a bunch of Nazis. Now shut up while I tell the story, and then you can get all lippy and opinionated.
Ooh. Whoops.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. This is an interesting
Where
show
was
already.
I okay, got so a Nazi, which is a force of evil, punches me in the mouth, busts open my lip.
Mouth?
Mouth.
Dumb mouth.
Mouth? No, we're not talking about Mike Tate's friend. We're talking about me getting punched by a Nazi.
By a Nazi.
Went backstage. Slayer got me ice. Now, how can they be evil?
But it's because you're evil doesn't mean you can't be nice.
Right. I mean, like, they would have been like,
maybe they sensed your inner evil act. And felt a connection.
Honestly, I think the only reason that they got me ice was because I was the only girl that wasn't trying to get them to sign her tit.
If I was a rock star, all I'd do is sign tits.
Yeah, you would think, but how long has Slayer been signing tits?
Yeah.
I wonder if it makes the
here's the thing. When you got overly plump Indianapolis girls versus your hot, smoking, half-Asian girlfriend who's standing right there watching you sign overly plump Indianapolis girls' tits.
Hear that, indie girls? Hear that?
I declare war on you.
Fun of.
Pretty much.
I would only sign buttocks.
You're squishy.
I would sign numerous body parts.
That's what I'm going to say. You're squishy.
I'd only sign the bottoms of feet.
I will sign foreheads.
Oh, I'll sign foreheads.
That's it. Because if you're not willing to, like, just wear it on your forehead, then you don't really want it.
Only after they do me a service.
I think it's time for a break. Honestly.
We're
pushing it tonight. Big time.
We'll be back in just a moment.
We're going to chop the hell out of this show.
Have you ever wondered what is the connection between science fiction and philosophy? Do you ever wonder, am I really just a battery in a machine? What is a worldview anyway? Are my memories really real? Can I have free will if the pre-crime pre-cogs know the future? If you answered yes, no, or maybe to any of the previous questions, then the Sci-Fi Show is for you. The show that deals with those interesting questions about life, the universe, and everything, as found in science fiction. And no, the answer is not always 42. The Sci-Fi Show, a 20-minute fortnightly podcast, putting the philosophy back in sci-fi. For more information, go to thescifishow.blogspot.com, and that's Phi with a PH.
My name is Jack Ward, and I'm host of the most inclusive club on the net, the Sonic Society. Each week we meet and listen to the very best radio drama has to offer from the 21st century. You'll hear works from all the great innovators of audio cinema. Podcatch us at www.sonicsociety.org.
Welcome to the world's largest dungeon. Follow our brave adventurers as they explore the greatest dungeon ever built. Will they survive? Will they escape? Will they do it all? Only one thing's for sure. It's the role-playing challenge of a lifetime. RPGMP3.com, in association with Bradford University Role-Playing Society, present AEG's The World's Largest Dungeon.
Oh, okay. I seem to recall from the first edition Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, you can mess around with, you can mess around with lightning bolts. And
yeah, you can
mess around with lightning bolts. Things.
And advance these things.
Oh, it's just not fair, this third edition. First edition.
No bouncing lightning bolts.
Fireballs, great. Lightning bolts bounce around the room like ricochet bullets, but not anymore.
Surprisingly, physics has now taken over.
It's a realm of high fantasy and magic. What the hell's physics got? And then they remove the physics of the fireball. What? Mm. You can't have one and not the other.
It's true.
You remove the physics of fireball, but you give... Yeah.
I've got an idea. Mm-hmm. Tell Boinkit to send him in...
Look at the pretty lights.
And then his lizard will come in, and then the lightning will hit the lizard and we come out.
We don't know if the trap has a reset time.
Doop-de-doo. Doop-de-doo.
If it wasn't for the fact you die if it hits you, you could have discharged through because you're quite good at avoiding it.
I know I should have gone and helped you.
Well, no, but if it has a reset time, I can just charge after it.
Okay, I'm gonna.
And if it doesn't, you end up a piece of charred meat in the corridor.
I'm dead.
Am I pretty certain I know where it's coming from?
You know exactly where it comes from. You're pretty sure you know.
Do I know how the area on the floor where you have to be to set it off?
Hey!
You think the trigger is passing under the door?
Oh.
Maybe the bodies don't have to be live bodies. We've got some bodies we can trigger, we can punch them through, see what happens. We have some dead bodies.
We've got Sturges.
Well, Sturge bodies, they're still bodies.
No, we said cat's eye.
Imagine our cats with wings and pointy nose.
They're small.
They're small.
They're tiny.
They're not
cat's
eyes.
They're not diminutive.
Cat-sized
spoons.
Okay, go and get
some
scrubs
bodies.
Okay.
Get some up in a basket or something. Scoop some from the robes or squishy.
Okay.
The ones that are mostly whole, not the snicker snack one and a half of.
Okay.
You know? And we take a whole lot of sturge bodies and we'll wander back and go.
Throw them in the door.
Stand away from the door to the side and lob one through.
The lightning bolt hits it.
Another one quickly.
The lightning bolt hits it.
Oh, damn it!
And the third one, just to be sure.
The lightning bolt hits it.
Damn!
Throw two in at once.
Throw one at the same time as you come out. And then there's a 50-50 chance.
Throw two in first.
But your bad throwing skill will hit them, and they'll both be hit by
one. Throw two in at exactly.
Oh, good idea. Two double-handed. Throw two through the door.
One of them is hit by a bolt.
Yes. Woo! Down. No, it's only a 50-50 chance.
No. Because we throw two in again, and that makes it a 33% chance.
Throw them all in.
Throw them.
No. A pile of sturges in a basket through the door.
No, we can't fight our way out.
Are they destroyed by the lightning bolts? Or can we?
They're pretty much blasted to crap by the lightning.
We've only got one on our side now.
Yes. You had 22 to start with. Not including parts.
I'll go back for parts of this. I've got quite a few. Yeah.
That was a very good plan.
Yeah. We're good. Damn. Okay. A whole group of us from outside can each throw two in.
Yes.
As they're running out.
Together. So therefore, if I can throw two, that means we can throw six in reasonably without.
We could throw one back the other way.
Yeah. Which will make 7 plus 8 means there's only a 12.5% chance of them getting hit.
Each.
No, in total.
Because
6% chance each.
I'm happy with
those
odds. How are you?
Yeah, I will do. Actually, we've got them to spare. We may as well have some more through on our side.
Yeah.
So, no, you don't think coordinating yourself, but you're both through the door. I think it'd probably be best if you carried the thief.
Ah!
Yes.
However, understanding how it works, if one of you is hit, you will both be hit.
Ooh.
Until you evade around him, you just drop a nut down your top. It's like a trio by any chance.